for the St. Louis Cardinals.
President Biden calls what's happening in Ukraine genocide. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News, and he's again condemning the killing of civilians by Russian troops in Ukraine. Live in Washington, here's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
Chris, in a speech at an ethanol plant in Iowa, the president talked about easing gas prices, saying an American family's budget planning shouldn't hinge on a dictator's genocide half a world away. Later, when boarding Air Force One in Des Moines, he was asked if he meant to use that term, genocide, which he'd previously rejected.
Yes, I called it genocide because it's become clearer and clearer that Putin is just trying to wipe out the idea of even being able to be a Ukrainian.
Biden said the evidence is mounting, things are different than they were just a week ago, and that while it will be up to international investigators and lawyers to determine if genocide was committed, it sure seemed that way to him, Chris.
And Jessica, the presidents of Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia have arrived in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky. New York City police and federal law enforcement are looking for a person of interest in yesterday's shooting at a subway station. Fox's Tanya J. Powers is live in New York.
Chris, officials have identified Frank James as a person of interest, but they're not calling him a suspect. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said on ABC's Good Morning America today that four people of the nearly 30 injured are still in the hospital. Investigators are looking at James' apparent social media posts, some of which are critical of Mayor Adams, leading officials to tighten his security detail. YouTube videos apparently posted by James, who is black, contained violent language and bigoted comments, sometimes directed at other black people. Chris.
Tanya J. Powers in New York. Thanks. New York State's Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin has resigned after his arrest and indictment on federal corruption charges. He's accused of funneling $50,000 in state funds to a real estate developer's nonprofit in exchange for illegal campaign donations steered Benjamin's way when he ran for office in New York City last year. Dow futures up just a bit ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Economists are warning that sanctions against Russia could trigger devastating inflation, worse than the current 40-year highs. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to protect your savings right now with a gold IRA through Birch Gold, the only company I trust for gold. Just text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on how to protect your savings with gold. Again, text SHELTER to 989898.
Nova Platform, Inc. is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services provided by Middlesex Federal Savings, F.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
You're making something new with your business. To support you, Nova built a new kind of business checking. Instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, Nova was customized to your business to save you time and free up cash flow. Sign up for your free business checking account right now. Plus, our listeners get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts at novo.co/today. novo.co/today.
The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is again refusing calls from opponents to resign for breaking coronavirus lockdown rules with a birthday party at his offices in 2020. He has now been told he's among the government workers being fined by London police for breaking those rules. Another state legislature moves forward with transgender restrictions in girls' school sports.
The Pennsylvania State House has easily passed a bill that bans those deemed biological boys at birth from competing in girls' K-12 sports, even if they identify as transgender females. Opponents of similar bans in other states call such measures transphobic and discriminatory. Supporters say biological males often have size and strength advantages over female athletes, and they argue they're trying to protect girls' sports. A spokeswoman for Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf says the Democrat will veto the measure if it makes it to his desk. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A California task force looking into reparations for descendants of slaves is meeting in person for the first time today and tomorrow at Third Baptist Church in San Francisco. Governor Gavin Newsom signed legislation creating the task force 2 years ago to study the lingering effects of slavery on things like income, housing, health, employment, and incarceration. Following a recall announcement last week, a candy maker says to throw some of their products away.
Chocolatier Ferraro is asking American consumers to toss out some Kinder chocolates because they may be from a batch recalled in Europe over a possible salmonella contamination. The voluntary recall is for two products in the U.S., Kinder Happy Moments milk chocolate and crispy wafers assortment with a Best Buy date of July 18th, and Kinder Mixed Chocolate Treats Basket with a Best Buy date of July 30th. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Funeral services are being held this weekend for Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins, Saturday in New Jersey, Sunday in Maryland. He was hit by a dump truck as he walked on a highway in South Florida this past Saturday. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Illinois launching a program to help homeowners who have fallen behind on monthly mortgage payments due to COVID. Struggling homeowners eligible for up to $30,000 in free assistance to pay past due mortgage payments. Applications will be accepted through May 31st for the Illinois Homeowner Assistance Fund. Sex offender from Central Illinois will spend several decades in prison for attempting to lure underage children to meet him via a popular dating app. 35-year-old Christopher Ohm pleaded guilty in October last year. The 7-count indictment accusing him of enticing a minor, sex trafficking of a minor, and receipt and possession of child pornography. Krispy Kreme announcing this week it'll deflate the price of an original glazed dozen donuts to the average price of a gallon of regular gas. Krispy Kreme is running the promotion every Wednesday from April 13th through May 5th. The price for April 13th, $4.11. But that'll change week to week based on the national average price of a gallon of regular gas in the U.S. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
And Krispy Kreme's over $10 a dozen, isn't it?
Is that right?
Yeah, I think $4.11
is goodness.
Pretty good.
Don't do it!
I think in New York, they're $15 a dozen. So
they can't be addictive. All that sugar.
I'd only eat 11. I'd let you and Greg share the last
one. Okay, there we go.
All right, it's meteorologist Greg Solye. I guess the question is, how bad's it going to be today, Bubba?
Right.
Well, it certainly, yeah, it could very well be a pretty active weather day around these parts. If we get a little bit of sunshine in between the morning rain around here, we will certainly further destabilize the atmosphere. The Storm Prediction Center has us in an enhanced risk, meaning there'll be a couple of severe storms in some parts of the area this afternoon and evening time. Probably the greatest likelihood of a organized band is going to be not too far south of us as you get closer towards maybe Charleston-Mattoon, the I-70 corridor, and points on southward. That is a moderate risk category. We do have some rain kind of knocking at the door right now over the western end of the county, closing in on the Champaign-Urbana area. Nothing heavy or severe. That line is kind of broken and waffles its way back to the Mississippi. So there is the shower activity of this morning. Well, we'll see that wind out by mid-morning and then into maybe a little filtered sun. The more sun we get, the stronger the storms will get this afternoon and evening time. Up near 70 and a strengthening south wind as well. We're already 64 Willard and Savoy, 60 at Rantoul. Later on tonight, down to 39, and some showers and thunderstorms expected here this evening. And again, it could be the carryover of some of this late afternoon and early evening severe weather business. A southwest to west wind, a gust of about 30 miles per hour, could hit 40 to 45 miles per hour for the day tomorrow, but the sun will be out and high temperatures well into the 50s. Not a bad good Friday, up near 60 with a partly cloudy sky, and then late Saturday night, perhaps into Sunday, more likely actually Sunday night into Monday. That's our best chance for a couple of showers. I think morning hours on Easter Sunday are looking okay. Chilly, though, will be down in the lower 30s for sunrise services after 53 on Saturday, 51 on Sunday. Sprinkles and snowflakes again on Monday and Monday night. Highs up near 48 and a cool, hopefully quiet weather picture doing in for the remainder
of
next
week. Do you think we got a chance at hail here, or is it more south, or...
Well, you know, we may see, you know, a couple of storms that do get into that hail-bearing category for right now. And we'll see how the balloon soundings behave. And again, the more sun we can put on this atmosphere, it's already ramped up wind-wise, the more of an organized squall line will come through the area. For now, we think that's going to lurk just immediately south of Champaign. So some of our southern listening areas have the greatest and highest risk of severe weather. But we will update that hail risk for you as well here when we see you next hour.
All right. Thank you so much, meteorologist. Greg Solye, our ace weatherman.
Yep.
Happy to welcome John Putner to the program, president of Take Back Action Fund. He was an advisor to Mitt Romney and also an advisor George W. John, how are you?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back on the program. All right, when I hear about NATO talking about Ukraine and talking about Russia, I mean, it's still me, right? It's mostly U.S. Nothing's going to happen without the U.S., right?
It is, and the things that President Trump said on, you know, Europe needing to pay for its own defense and being less dependent on Russia, you know, they've learned the hard way. I mean, they are moving toward what he said in this tragedy, but yeah, that's they're learning their lessons the hard way.
What can we do, John?
Well, you know, the dynamics are really interesting now. They have become more unified, Europe. They are. I mean, even Finland and Sweden, who, you know, mixed bag on even going back to Nazis and Soviets, you know, now looking at joining NATO. I think any of that that takes some of the defense burden off of the U.S. long term is, again, where the last administration was hoping to take us. And they have come out of this more unified. Interestingly, you know, Le Pen did not have as good a showing as conservatives had hoped in France yesterday, so it looks like Macron's probably back in. And that would have been the only wrench to them, is Le Pen thought, you know, there was too much focus on NATO and might have moved them the other direction. But, you know, for all the wrong reasons, they are going to take some of the burden off us. But as you said, it's the U.S.
Why did Vladimir Putin so underestimate and miss on this? Because he was right about Crimea, that fell like cardboard, but not now.
Yes, and yeah, the amazing thing is that it sounds like we missed too. I mean, the so why was our intelligence so bad? We were just underestimating, you know, Ukraine and having what turned out to be such a charismatic leader, who of course was being picked on by Democrats not too many years ago. Yeah. But you know, one of those valiant stands that just, you know, really could change history. Just the shock to a lot of people that they were able to stand up to this this invasion.
Our general joint chiefs chief of staff, General Milley, said that, you know, Kiev would drop in 3 days. Why should I listen to anything he says?
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, it's really discouraging when our intel is that bad. I mean, you know, we do count on having pretty good intel, and certainly for the most part, seems that, you know, the U.S. has been able over the years to estimate, you know, big moves that were happening on the world stage. But you just don't understand the intelligence being that bad. You understand it maybe in, you know, the Middle East, someplace you've been kicked out of and didn't find out about something that was happening. But this is discouraging and just a question about, I think, our intelligence and, yeah, in that region.
I mean, but we'll forget about this, right? I mean, General Milley's got the white rage down, wokeism and all that stuff. But man alive, John, this is, you can't miss by that much.
No, and the distraction of, you're absolutely correct, this wokeism and you know, having that be the military's focus, you know, that this was a place where liberals felt like they could start advancing an agenda that had nothing to do with, you know, what the military is assigned to do. So that's discouraging, and we just hope we learn lessons. I think NATO learned some lessons this last month for all the bad. I just hope the U.S. can learn lessons on what the military should be focused on and what they can't be wasting their time
with.
Do
you think someday, John Putner, you've been around that stuff. You're in Milwaukee now, but you've been around all of it. And are we ever going to really find out how this Joe Biden administration is working? Because I really believe he's not being briefed. I think the man is doing, kind of going out there doing his stuff. He's agreeing to stuff. I don't think he's very aware. Am I being wrong?
Well, you do wonder. There's certainly been times seemed out of touch. And, yeah, ironically, we talk about Putin not having any outside information, kind of purposely isolating himself. But certainly the president of the United States has more at his fingertips as far as access to information than anyone in the world. So that is disappointing.
Yeah. I mean, again, there's moments like, you know, when he told Peter Ducey he was an SOB, and I'm saying that's kind of lucid. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And then, you know, sometimes he's I don't know, I can't tell if this is an act or he's really a guy that just should not be president right now.
Well, I think the sad part is that, you know, for all the never agreeing with his policies, you know, he decades back was sharp.
He was a
worthy opponent. You didn't want to go up against him, and that's just not the case right now, unfortunately.
I've been telling people, look at the 2012 Paul Ryan Joe Biden debate. And it will, you won't recognize it. You will not recognize it. It is stunning. And it's like, and when President Obama said Vice President Biden.
That's what I was thinking, Stevie.
My brother, Johnny thinks that that's what it is.
Right.
He's 2 miles from the White House. It's another term for Obama.
Wow.
That's right.
I don't know.
It's been something. Well, in those sad shots a couple weeks ago, and President Obama was there, and everyone just ignored him, and he was sitting there off stage.
Man,
you know,
that was awkward. He was grabbing Obama's shoulder, and he wasn't looking. It was like, oh,
right.
He's a president, man. Yeah. John Putner, what are you president of? How can people get involved with you?
Sure, takebackaction.org, and we address a lot of things like how elections are run, and ironically, this race in France, we like having instant runoffs to get majority leaders. I mean, with that, Biden would not have won Georgia and Wisconsin, you know, without these spoiler candidates. And ironically, France is an example here. Like, I'm unfortunately, I think Le Pen's the only one that Macron could have beaten in 2017 or this year. But they were pretty conservative candidates who could have won if you let an instant runoff play off. So some election innovations like that. But TakeBackAction.org, you know, we set up state chapters everywhere. A lot of good Illinois people. So would love to have people sign up and join.
A lot of times when I mention anything about elections and votes, I get kicked off Facebook Live. So pardon me.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Hold on. Just, I got to read this disclaimer. John Pudner is wrong about the big lie. Okay, I had to get that in to stay on
exactly.
Facebook Live. John, I appreciate your time. Thanks. I appreciate you very much.
Anytime.
All right, thank you. All right, it's a quarter after. Brother Johnny's coming in at about 15. Let's check sports headlines.
Illinois guard Brandon Podzimski has entered the transfer portal. I don't know if you heard that, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay, top 100 guard in the class of 2021. Podzimski played just 69 minutes for Illinois as a freshman, averaging 1.4 points and 42% on shooting. Podzimski was recently recruited by former Illini assistant Shane Coleman just weeks before he left for Kentucky and is the second guard to enter the transfer portal for Illinois, joining sophomore Andre Cabello. Illinois also lost senior starters Trent Frazier and Alfonso Plummer. Illinois backup center Omar Payne also entered the transfer portal after one season at Illinois.
This is called I Want to Play. You know, Brandon's a good player. He's going to find a home. Kansas offered him a year ago. So, I mean, he's good. It just... I don't know what his prospects of a lot of minutes were with all the people coming in. So that's the shuffling you're seeing going on in America.
Oh, speaking of Kansas, the Coaches versus Cancer event was last night. It's the 13th.
Well, so. Bill Self was in town.
Right.
Ron Kruger was
exactly.
in town. Brad Underwood, I'm sure it went wonderful. I bet it was great.
All right, on to baseball. Everybody wins. Cubs, Cardinals, and Chicago White Sox. It was cool to get the St. Louis Cardinals homer from Albert Pujols. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And last night at the ballpark in downtown St. Louis, Busch Stadium was alive with Nolan Arenado and Albert Pujols going back-to-back with home runs in the first inning. But later on, a three-run homer by Andrew Kisner put the Cardinals over the top, 6-5 over the Royals.
Giovanni Gallegos ends up picking up the save. Jordan Hicks wins the game for the first time since 2019, but the night really belonged to Albert Pujols. Three hits in the game. The fans went crazy when he hit that back-to-back home run after Arenado.
Albert Pujols. In the air. Cardinals have made a habit of scoring in the first inning.
They have. They've been doing it throughout this homestand. They score first, and they were able to hang on to win this one.
Cardinals play again tonight. Actually, this afternoon.
Weather
permitting.
Yes, that's right. 12-15. Cubs over Pittsburgh. Suzuki was hot with a homer.
Well, he's hit. Here's his second one.
He drives one in the air to left field. Going back is Mariznick. Back toward the left field fence. And that ball is going to be... a home run.
Yes. He hit two home runs.
That's awesome.
Unbelievable.
11:35 against Pittsburgh at US 105.9.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Going to be a busy day's worth of weather with that dynamic Plains States weather system intensifying on its move into the Great Lakes region. Cold front back to the west ahead of it, strengthening south wind. A warm day's worth of weather up around 70. A couple of showers, maybe a rumble of thunder around this morning. We'll keep an eye on this afternoon and evening time with prospects for some enhanced severe weather and a moderate risk of severe weather south of Champaign. Some of the storms later this afternoon and evening time could grow locally strong and severe. Lows tonight after the evening showers and thunderstorms, bottom out at 39. The skies turn partly cloudy. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy. Temperatures to about 56 in the afternoon. That southwest wind will gust about 45 miles per hour. Clear tomorrow night, diminishing wind at 38. Partly cloudy, breezy, mild at 60 on Friday over the Easter holiday weekend. And the cooler side of Saturday, 53. Increasing clouds, maybe a shower prospect late Sunday now at 51. Little rain snow mixture here Monday with a high near 48 degrees. Chilly weather continues on the rest of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to connect communities through financial outreach and economic opportunity, building a stronger, more vibrant community UC offers tools and resources to individuals, families, and business owners to achieve financial success. Building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. UC Bank, member FDIC, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
Would you need to sell your home? No one makes it easy.
Fox Business Report.
JP Morgan Chase's revenue was stronger than predicted in the recent quarter, though its adjusted earnings were disappointing. The Wall Street giant sees significant geopolitical and economic challenges ahead due to inflation, supply chain issues, and the Ukraine war. BlackRock Financial's earnings topped forecasts. Delta Airlines lost money in its recent quarter, though the loss was not as bad as expected, and it returned to making money in March. Delta shares are higher. The airline is seeing demand for travel picking up, and it's predicting revenue will improve in the current quarter. Schick has designed a new type of disposable razor to appeal to environmentally conscious consumers. The new Edgewell razor is made up of 70% renewable bamboo. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Would you need to sell your home? No one makes it easier than my buddy Nate Evans at eXp Realty.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the NateEvansGroup.com.
Pia Sports Bar at 1609 West Springfield Avenue is excited about Major League Baseball season beginning with delicious food, excellent adult-style entertainment, plus all the big screens to watch your favorite sporting events with other fans. Come be a part of the party near Springfield and Mattis. Pia's, open 7 a.m. to 2 a.m. Enjoy the specials on buckets of beer, including Coors Light, Miller Lite, and Dos Equis, plus the famous fish fry sandwich throughout Lent from 11 to 7, and the Big Tito's Bloody Marys. Pia's Sports Bar.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now's the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, ESPN 93.5. Jason texted in that Kansas State only has three guys on their roster.
That's right.
Bruce Weber was resigned, I guess. And so everybody left. And I think you have one transfer thing in your career. But
you can't come back.
Hmm?
And you can come back.
But then you can't leave again.
That's right.
So you get one swinging door, and then, because they do it every year.
Guys, and I want to say May 1st, they have to have things nipped up.
I'm not sure. I just know there are over 1,000 people looking for a home. That's a lot. I mean, you got to be careful sometimes when you leave something. Are you going to get a better thing?
Yeah.
I mean, you're in the Big Ten. Andre Curbelo, Brandon Podzinski, and Omar Payne, will they get a better, or will they get a littler school but 40 minutes? And you want to play.
Yep. Big man on campus sometimes counts.
If you come to Illinois and play golf, are you going to play golf? Or are you going to have too hard of a time qualifying? I mean, right. You want to go where you can play. And Brandon Podzinski, I think, is a really good player, amazing shooter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if he's not going to play more than 15 minutes a game, he wants to go play.
That's right.
In college basketball, you generally want to play.
Right. Don't want to be the practice player.
We'll see. And we're all waiting on Kofi. And whatever is working behind the scenes is working. And we'll know that answer in about 9 days. We'll see. It'd be great. I think we'd all be pretty jacked to have Kofi Coburn back. But
right.
If he doesn't, he doesn't. We wish him well. I hope he makes a whole bunch of money. Okay, our Stever today. This is the program where we give you money and you spend it in today's location. Wait for it. Wait for it. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Wow.
I know. She doesn't say that anymore, though, by the way.
They've reworked the campaign a bit, but still, we know the throwback.
Yeah, that's right.
1510 North Neal Street in Champaign. Boy, they got a lot of stuff to choose from.
It's true. I was in there because I've got quite a bit of need there. So Billy was there.
Appliances have a tendency to, you know, have their day.
Well, I think that's right. And I think 15 years seems to be a consistent number I've heard. So it's time because we have older appliances and everybody has gone through that. But it's like, okay, we got to piecemeal this. How are we doing? Are they going to match? And what's the new? Because they have new things in this business.
Oh, I know.
It's unbelievable, the bells and whistles that you can get. I think you can get stuff that'll notify you when your milk is low and stuff like that.
Wow.
I think there's things you can talk to the fridge and they can order the pizza or something.
So refrigerators, freezers, ice makers, cooktops, stoves, wall ovens, ranges, microwaves, hoods, dishwashers, disposals, laundry, outdoor needs.
Yeah.
Got it all.
Okay, if you are interested in our Stever offer, I'm giving you $500
nice
when you spend at least $1,000, and I'll take care of that for you.
Some of the top brands: GE, Electrolux, Frigidaire, KitchenAid, Whirlpool, Bosch. Proudly serving Central Illinois. Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
So what you would do is you go 217-359-2255. Let's go ahead and read a report card that I have for Dick Van Dyke.
Good.
This is a here you go. When did you go in? We went in March, March 7. This one was a month ago. Did you go looking for something? Yes. What were you looking for? Kitchen appliances. That makes sense. Please rate your overall experience at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Excellent. The whole time my husband and I shopped, never felt pressure to purchase anything. We explained to them that we were looking for, and the only products you showed us were the ones, the type that we explained we wanted. It was a very relaxed environment. We even joked a lot around the store.
Awesome.
Range of product, excellent. Pleasant, productive shopping environment, excellent. Helpful staff, excellent. I really felt they did an excellent job, this person said. There was even an item when I was asking about that they really didn't have on the floor. He got online, see if he could find it. It was great. Will you come back? Definitely likely. Thank you for that.
Okay.
So here's your deal. You text in Dick Van Dyke. No relation to the actor, by the way. 217-359-2255. Just text in Dick Van Dyke. And we know you're interested in my $500 toward $1,000. So if you find $1,000 something, it'll cost you $500. You will not find a coupon for that. Nobody's doing that.
That's right.
And I'll do two people today.
Excellent.
All right, 217-359-2255. If you're interested in the Stever offer, you'll have 7 days to at least go in. The process is going to take, you know, a little time. If you find something on the floor, you'll get it delivered quickly.
That's right.
They'll come set it up and do all that stuff.
So look at where you're at. Is it time to upgrade?
Yeah, and also, if you order, it's going to take more time.
Mm-hmm.
So find something on the floor you like, because there's plenty. And again, we worked with Billy. He was awesome. And Billy said, I used to deliver stuff to your studio 40 years ago. So he and I go way back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Dick Van Dyke, just text that to 217-359-2255 and say, Dick Van Dyke, we know you're interested. We're looking for two people, $500 when you spend $1,000. Dick Van Dyke, Stever. Go stever.com if you want to join when we do another online one, which will be coming up soon. All right, we're going to break. Brother Johnny's here. Ed is off. Ed Martin is off today.
Okay.
Johnny, how are you?
I'm good, Steve. It's always great to be in Champaign.
How long are you here?
Just rain or shine.
A few days. Right. We've got severe storms here later.
Well, what else is new? You know, you get that time of year. But no, it's good to be here, Stevie. And
rally around family for Easter and all that.
Well, you're going to be going back.
Well,
I'm going home.
Back.
Okay.
But we were able to squeeze a weekend.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
Just kind of getting caught up. I've been here for a while. I had to get my hair cut, Steve.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Kathleen's on it.
Man, she did a great job. Man.
It gets to where you just don't want to walk around looking like an insurgent.
Yeah.
Especially if you might be one.
It just happens. Your hair got a little long, and Kathleen cuts your hair, and if you're not in town, you don't get your hair cut.
Well, and
boom.
It's easy, though, Steve. For the last month, I'm looking in the mirror, you know, in the morning going, wow, I got to go see mom.
Exactly.
I got to go see my mom.
That's right. That's it. All right, quick break. We'll come back. Stuff to talk about. Stand by. 217-359-2250. If you're on a text in this morning. It's 729 News and Weather coming up.
PDR Automotive in Urbana has been providing quality auto repair service for almost 50 years. Trusted by AAA Motor Club, PDR employs ASC-certified technicians that use the latest in diagnostic equipment. They offer nationwide warranties and are even authorized to perform vehicle maintenance that won't void your factory warranty. Check them out 24/7 online at PDRauto.com. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
It's Rabine time. At 18, Gary Rabine began his business in Northern Illinois. Today, they pave across America. He has 13 Illinois companies. Nobody handed Gary Rabine anything. He didn't inherit it. Now, Rabine wants to earn your vote for governor.
Hi, I'm Gary Rabine. I see the problems every day. Highest taxes, most regulations of any state, along with crime, education, and jobs. We have challenges. I've got solutions. Join us. It's Rabine time.
Paid for by Rabine for governor.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Presidents of four nations have arrived in Ukraine in a show of support. Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, all NATO countries, which worry they may face Russian attack in the future if Ukraine falls. This is the international community tries to step up pressure against Russian President Putin.
Putin is calling the atrocities in Bucha fake. He's declaring peace talks dead. He's shrugging isolation and sanctions off, and he's threatening any country that interferes in Ukraine with consequences. Now that comes as new satellite images are showing Russian forces redeploying and moving into eastern Ukraine, where we anticipate that new offensive with more shelling and fighting in the south in places like Mariupol.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Lviv. And an ISIS supporter is given a whole life sentence for stabbing a British lawmaker to death last year. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Pattern beginning to surface following several shootings in North Champaign. A pair of parallel roads right off of I-74 seemingly becoming a hotspot, particularly for drive-by shootings. The latest on North Market Street early Sunday morning marked the sixth shooting to trace back to North Market Street or Prospect Avenue in the last 7 months. All of the incidents happened within a couple of miles, and all but one of them were drive-bys. University students have had trouble finding teachers willing to take them on as students, teachers, resulting in some being assigned to study halls this semester, leading to frustration and concern among university students studying to be teachers. As a result, teachers have been less willing to accept and oversee student teachers. Champaign Unit 4 School Board giving the go-ahead to a new contract with the teachers' union. The board voted to approve the deal this week after the union did so last week. The teachers were planning to strike if an agreement couldn't be reached. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
About at 38 tomorrow night. Breezy, but it's... Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Promises to be a busy day's worth of weather with a strengthening great to plain storm lifting to the Great Lakes region. Blizzard conditions continue across the northern plain states areas and perhaps some severe weather prospects across our part of the Midwest. Windy, warm. Apart from that, for the day-to-day, up around 70. South wind 20 to 30 and gusty. A couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm around this morning. Showers and thunderstorms could be locally heavy and severe this afternoon and evening time. Well, about tonight at 39 with the evening showers and thunderstorms coming to an end, and a partly cloudy, windy, colder overnight tomorrow. Sunshine, windy, and a high up near 56. Well, about at 38 tomorrow night. Breezy, but a seasonal Friday with a high temperature up near 60 for the Easter holiday weekend. Clouds increase on a cooler Saturday, 53. A couple of showers around here break out, especially now late in the day on Sunday. Morning hours should be okay at 51. A little rain, snow mixture here Monday, you bet, at 48 degrees. Chilly weather continues on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Here's Scott Allen, manager of Paxton Hardware and Rental, to tell you about his store.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're just a nice small town hardware store who really cares about our community and really cares about our customers. All we want to do is provide you with the best service we can, the best products we can, the best selection we can.
Paxton Hardware and Rental has everything you could need.
It's an awful lot, though. It's hard to keep it all straight sometimes, but we can find it for you.
Paxton Hardware and Rental, 217-379-3611.
You're going to get first-class, first-rate service here at Paxton Hardware and Rental.
Weather brought to you by our friends over at Carl.
And Carl reminds you that it's important to make those decisions before a medical crisis occurs. So your personal values, preferences, discussions with your loved ones and your primary care doctor. Talk about advanced care planning services offered through Carl.
Thank you, Ed Martin. Our friend from Phyllis Schlafly is off today. He's also going to London next week, so we'll be back with Ed late in the month. Is the way it sounds. Brother Johnny in town, did you learn anything that you can share from the coffee?
Well, no, that's mostly classified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought so. A top secret kind of a thing.
We did have some good coffee. And
is the coffee good at Philo?
Yeah,
okay.
It's good.
Right. Now we have, why do you start? I thought it started like at 7. It starts at 5:20.
5:20.
Why so early?
I don't start at 5:20. Mine might be a quarter to 6.
How many people are there at 5:20?
About 4 or 5.
Okay. They get it going, farmers, right?
It's the mayor's always checking in.
Okay.
Larry Franks.
Yeah.
And
good.
Well, we've determined we need it to stop raining.
Mm-hmm. For the farmers.
All right. We got to get that high dollar corn and bean crop in.
It's April 13. I don't think we're close to planting, are we?
Well, we don't know. I mean, it can dry out pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's wet. And
sure
today's
is.
Not going to help.
Yeah.
All right. One thing I wanted to ask Johnny about, he's a really good businessman. The name, image, and likeness, this whole new free agency that is now college sports, because the Kofi Coburn watch is on 9 days till he makes a decision. He can't test the waters anymore because he tested the waters last year.
Yeah, that's
this
one
is
shot,
it.
Dude.
When he goes, he's out. But what's amazing is in 2022 in college basketball, his best deal might be in Champaign-Urbana.
Right.
And the numbers I'm hearing are between 500,000 and a million. Would you participate in something like that? Or would you say, you know what, I hope he stays, but there are people in America, how many alumni do we have at the University of Illinois? There's a lot of pool money.
Right.
Here.
I mean, you know, I haven't been that involved in the sports. Well, we're supporters of the University of Illinois engineering department.
Yes, of course,
which we need supporters for everything.
Yeah sure.
But it's an interesting switch. And what's amazing, talk about rags to riches. It was nothing, an extra T-shirt, you're out.
Yeah.
Now it's million, whatever you can get.
I know it.
There's no compromise. I thought you'd start paying them a reasonable amount of money or you could get it that way, and you're in escrow till you graduate.
Yeah.
It just turned into much more like a professional athletic career. I'm all for sharing the kind of money that's coming through with the athletes.
Yeah.
But I don't know about this method. As far as, I don't know, Steve, are you pitching in? I mean, for Kofi, you know, maybe.
I mean, but it's always, you want the next guy. Let the next guy handle. I want him back. But there's another question. What is the value to the University of Illinois to have Kofi Coburn attend our school? Harvey McKay, who wrote many books, including Swim with the Sharks Without Getting Eaten Alive, said the value of ESPN saying your town name all the time has value. A lot of people enrolled at Duke University because they won basketball games. They all want to go to Duke because it's a winner.
Well, even winning just here in Illinois, Duke.
Yeah.
It's true. You know, you just get a little press. And there's value. I can't put a number on it.
It's hard to.
Well, and I think that if you'd go do it with me, I think we should volunteer to try to talk anybody who's interested into
that's
it.
That's right.
Because I would do that.
Yeah, right. We'll go sell it.
Go.
Because, I mean, just the anticipation, ticket
sales.
Well,
he's a great guy.
And
a great basketball player. And I think he can do better at that kind of money than anywhere else in terms of what you have to go through.
Well, plus the uncertainty of, is anybody going to take him?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you don't even know that. And if you don't, you find a team somewhere.
So.
But will it pay what Champaign-Urbana, cover of magazine, literally, figuratively, and literally, the big man on campus. He's viewable. He'll get national television. We'll have more games on TV.
No,
national.
It's
a big thing.
Well, there's not a lot of centers in the country like Kofi.
Like that, yeah.
Coburn. He's a good representative. He's got a home here. We love you, Kofi.
Yeah. Where would he be in the draft in 1994 when Shaquille O'Neal?
Well, so that depends on how
they
he
used to
would
play
do.
Post up. I mean, they used to kick it into Shaquille, kick it into Kareem.
No, and they would take a guy like that
and
help develop him. But now they want a
three-pointer.
Yeah, three-point shooter.
Anthony Davis is what, 7'1"? Shoots. It's crazy. Coleman Hawkins looks more like an NBA
By
guy.
The way, I don't know if that's a good strategy. I think that specialized center is missing. And I think some of these guys, they like it's like Gene Katie says, yeah, they can shoot it. They just can't make it. And
there you go.
I'll tell you what, you get under 30% on those threes, and you shouldn't even be shooting them because you're better off with the two.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Who's there to rebound it if you're out there kicking it in?
And so it's amazing to watch. It's great for the fans.
Yeah. No, that's right.
Yeah, I tell you what, when you start, and then these guys that get hot, quote unquote, they're not going to stop shooting. So when you go down early with a 3-point shooter, you can get pretty excited because that guy's not going to stop shooting, and he's also not going to keep making them.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe one out of 100 times they'll keep making them. They're not going to stop shooting.
Okay, Brother John is in our studio. We're looking at the world and Ukraine and Russia and how Vladimir Putin underestimated everything. Crimea was easy, and he gets in here. He's got a fight. Where's the line? Is it Poland? If something happens to Poland, NATO comes in? Because Ukraine had a deal with Russia and America that they were going to get protection for giving up all their nuclear weapons years and years ago.
Yeah, well, that didn't happen.
Mm-mm. So, I mean, we don't want to get involved. We don't escalate. Nobody does.
Well, we were involved, though. We helped throw the Russian sympathizing president out in 14. That set Putin off. That's when he took the Crimea. And then he said, don't think about a Western democracy or NATO in Ukraine. He said, if you can't conquer Ukraine, I'll just wreck the country. Mm. Well, that's what he's doing. And I think he's going to go pretty much hard line on that eastern part of Ukraine. And before this all ends, he'll probably get some concessions from the more Russian populated East Ukraine. And I don't think he really wants to, quote, conquer Ukraine and expand the Russian empire like you've heard. I don't think he ever wanted to do that because you can't do it.
This is a strike against the West.
Well, the West was coming after with that move with NATO expansion to the East.
Yeah.
He thought that was an attack on.
Okay.
He's not varied. He's not mad. He's just murderous.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not good. But he's been consistent. And it's pretty easy to predict. It looks to me like we helped goad him over the line and then really didn't really back it. Now we're worried about escalation. Well, where were we when we could have been given the weapons we're trying to get in now when he was lining up for aid?
Yeah, we kept telling, Joe Biden kept saying he's going in.
And NATO's the same way. Yeah.
We're NATO.
Right. We didn't have to do it as U.S. We could have done it through NATO.
Yeah, yeah.
But we didn't do much of anything except predict. And then our intelligence community did say, he's coming in, guys. What are you going to do?
So why not?
No way he's coming in.
The MiGs were given through the U.S. base in wherever, Poland or not Germany or whatever it was. The Polish gave the MiGs, the planes. And couldn't somebody have stolen those in the middle of the night? And everyone said, I don't know, man, what happened to him? I left the keys in.
Well, they just could have given it to him before he came over the border.
Yeah, if we knew so much he was coming over, why didn't we?
Well, and those are the kind of things. And you can sit there and say, well, if we give him weapon now, that could really get...
Yeah, this. Right.
Well,
and I feel like that's where it's at. Yeah. They're talking weapons right now. We need more over in Ukraine.
Yeah. Well, and then Russia gets mad at us if we just... Can't we slide them through in the middle of the night? Not sure where that's what.
Well, they'll know where it's coming.
Okay.
They're mad at us now. Come on. Putin is not going to start a nuclear war. That vaporizes Russia. He's not doing it.
Yeah.
And not over Ukraine. He's not going to do it. So I think we could help him a lot more, but we should have done it before he crossed over the border and started firing because then you're kind of it. You can try to cover it up, but where are they getting the weapons? Come on.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have heard, but it's interesting when the relatives talk to people in Russia and how it's like they're brainwashed. They don't know.
There's no Facebook. There's no any community. They shut all that down.
I think we have some indication of that kind of thing here in America. It's just not about the war in Ukraine. It's about other things.
You're right.
It's not a brainwash. It's more just... This is the only source of information, and that's what I think's right. And they don't. You don't focus on it. It's just
look what Joe Biden's saying every day.
And there's nothing I can do about it anyway. Yep. So.
Here's what Joe Biden's saying every day. He's saying it's the Putin price hike. Putin price hike. Putin price hike. It's the Joe Biden policies that got us a great deal here.
And I don't pay a whole lot of attention to Vice President Biden. he's
I'm just kidding.
He's there.
I set that up. It's Barack Obama. I'm going to live 2 miles from the White House.
No, I think Barack's kind of in his third term.
I don't know. I know one thing.
It was a strange dynamic last week when Barack stepped up to the podium to talk health care.
I felt terrible for Joe Biden because he does occupy the powerful presidency and Barack Obama, you couldn't get his attention. He's the president. He's trying to grab his shoulder, and he doesn't even turn around.
Yeah. Well, man. I don't feel sorry for him because he agreed to take the office and do everything you tell me to do. That's not what we want. And many voted for him because they thought he was going to be a better president. He's just reading his script and doing what he's
Well, the whole thing was based on he's not Trump, right? It was nothing
Maybe.
To do with, I think they. I had said years ago that the Democrats who nominated well-groomed St. Bernard if it wasn't Trump. It just wasn't, the whole thing was, why did Joe Biden let Joe Biden do this in the state he's in? Well, because it's not Trump. They had to save America. I mean, it's hard to get in the shoes of some of these folks. It really is to understand their reality. Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
Well, Joe was kind of likable, but he's not even that to me anymore. He's just kind of
But
there.
If I need to go back, I keep saying that 2012 Paul Ryan Joe Biden debate, you will not recognize the man. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
It was 10 years ago.
He has his moments too, but he's just not leading. Yeah. He's just really a placeholder, and I don't know that the powers that be are that confident in the vice president.
Next year, we're going to find out about the vice president, because at this point, you could actually say the strongest Democratic candidate in 2024 for president is Hillary Clinton.
I think that's right.
Unbelievable. Really?
Politically.
Who else? Oh, Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah, I don't think Pete's going to...
Kamala Harris.
It depends on how we run the election, because that was a big deal. Like when you count votes afterwards, or whatever you think, we can't run an election like that because you can't really be sure what's going on.
The Democrats saying no matter what happens in the midterms, the Republicans are cheating.
Well,
but they're saying that now.
Well, that's because they're pretty sure they're going to lose, so you might as well start saying something.
That's nuts. Okay, anybody watching the NBA playoffs? Or you wait?
I am.
You wait?
Oh, Pelicans are in, baby.
Oh, they are?
When do they play?
They play tonight.
Play
Come
in?
On.
Okay. One game?
One game. They play the Spurs.
Is whatchamacallit back? Is he...
You Zion?
Yeah.
No, we wouldn't want him back right now. We got it moving. We got the rhythm.
Okay.
You get a star in at the last
minute.
Throws
the whole thing.
It's probably the worst thing that can happen.
Okay. So if the Pelicans in New Orleans win this basketball game tonight, then what?
Then they play the winner of 7 and 8. You know, there's
another playoff.
There's six teams out of 30 that make the playoffs. Four get to be in the play-in.
To get to the top six.
It's kind of like the baseball team.
Okay.
So the 9 and 10 out of the East and the West play it off. That's the Spurs and the Pelicans tonight. The 7 and 8, who I don't know who it is,
I have no idea.
Play as well. The loser of 7 and 8 plays the winner of 9 and 10. And
so that Charlotte and Atlanta are on tonight.
Okay.
And then
the winner tonight gets in as number 7.
Okay.
That's right.
The loser gets double elimination.
And with Cleveland and LA winning yesterday, those are the games that'll happen Friday night.
Clippers.
The winners of these
games. That's the Clippers.
Tonight the Lakers didn't make it.
No, LeBron couldn't make top 20 out of 30.
Yeah, ouch. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
But so the Pelicans will play either Atlanta or who?
Let's see, Charlotte. Charlotte, Atlanta is the game tonight, and then Antonio and New Orleans.
I'll start checking this out first to June.
And if you do make that, Steve, you get to be the 8th seed against the Suns.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Chicago and Milwaukee will play Sunday at 5:30. So a lot of Bulls and Bucks fans around here watching that one.
Bucks are good.
Now, so Chicago must have been a 6 or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got it.
Right.
They had a good year.
And
they faded
and the Bucks
here
were
after
3.
All-Star. Yeah.
Okay.
Good
Bucks
luck.
Are 3.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tune in about June. Because I'll get to the finals. I'll check it.
I watched the NBA because of the...
It is that long. Steve, the finals are in June.
No.
The finals in June?
Yeah,
they're in
You're
June.
Kidding.
No. So it's another couple of months.
They are milking this season.
Well, it's an 8 or 9 month year now, is it?
Yeah, they play 82 regular season games.
Yep.
Which you can't. So by the way, we know that humanity can't survive 82 games.
That's
so that's why a problem they have is you go to see LeBron and it's his night off.
It's his rotating
and
out.
It's like, well, I want my money back. Mm-hmm. And it's a problem because they don't announce LeBron's
No, right.
Play
for sure.
Because,
they ought to play about 60 games.
60
plus to play, yeah.
60 was good.
Right. Caleb had texted in from Muhammad saying, is it too early for MVP chats about Suzuki here hitting a home run for the Cubs?
Yeah, they got this new Japanese hitter that is a home run hitter. Hit two yesterday, Cubs won. So, yeah, I don't know.
He got an $85 million five-year contract.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, give it to him. Let him have it. MVP, right now. We're 3-1.
Are we, six games in? Yeah, man, no, four games in. The Cubs are 3-1. The Cardinals are 3-1.
There you go.
Well, we talk about 82 basketball games. There's, what, 162
plus the playoffs. Yeah, and expanded playoffs this year, too.
That was turned out to be quite a burden. We had season tickets for the Houston Astros, who were doing pretty good.
Yeah.
That's 90 or 80 home games.
That's a lot.
And you, if you don't stay on it, you almost have to have a full-time guy to make sure somebody uses a ticket,
right?
Or you're throwing money away.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's like, a lot of games. And who goes to 90 games?
That's
amazing.
That's a lot. Johnny, thanks for running in.
All right, Stevie J.
Appreciate always. Brother Johnny, ESPN 93.5. Check your weather. We got stuff out there today. So let's get our details here.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Going to be a busy day's worth of weather with that dynamic Plain States weather system intensifying on its move into the Great Lakes region. Cold front back to the west ahead of it. Strengthening south wind. A warm day's worth of weather up around 70. A couple of showers, maybe a rumble of thunder around this morning. We'll keep an eye on this afternoon and evening time with prospects for some enhanced severe weather and a moderate risk of severe weather south of Champaign. Some of the storms later this afternoon and evening time could grow luckily strong and severe. Lows tonight after the evening showers and thunderstorms, bottom out at 39. The skies turn partly cloudy. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy. Temperatures to about 56 in the afternoon. That southwest wind will gust about 45 miles per hour. Clear tomorrow night, diminishing wind at 38. Partly cloudy, breezy, mild at 60 on Friday over the Easter holiday weekend. And the cooler side of Saturday, 53. Increasing clouds, maybe a shower prospect late Sunday now at 51. Little rain snow mixture here Monday with a high near 48 degrees. Chilly weather continues on the rest of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
See his dumpster service in our area.
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Muhammad.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit BulldoggyBag.com.
That's BulldoggyBag.com.
Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has been bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope since 1991. To date, Habitat of Champaign has built 118 homes, but the need for safe, decent, and affordable housing is greater than ever. When you donate your time or money to Habitat or make a purchase from the Habitat Restore, you are empowering local families and helping them achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build a bright future for themselves. For more information about Habitat for Humanity of Champaign, please visit CUHabitat.org.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out. Just off University Avenue in Urbana.
Steve Offer is Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. I'm giving $500 when you spend $1,000. I'm going to do that two times this morning. If you are interested and you need a washer and dryer or a refrigerator or something, 217-359-2255. Text in Dick Van Dyke and you'll have a chance. A chance to get my $500. That's five Benjamin Franklin.
That's right.
217-359-2255, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Text in Dick Van Dyke. I bet you got a Benjamin Franklin in your left pocket, Steve Suderman. Good vibes.
Maybe.
I usually have one.
That's good. That's good to have
and that's
one.
That's about it.
Could you break 100?
I
want some.
It, you know?
I want some
right.
gum. I want some gum. Could you get me a pack of gum? All right, my friend. Good vibes. You can get your home theater. You can get your sound. You can get everything going on next to the driver's license in Round Barn. Driver's license thingy in Round Barn. What you got here today, friend?
Boy, well, first of all, regarding Kofi, Oh, please stay. Oh, please
right.
stay.
Don't be. I know. But you're kind of like, you're like Johnny and I. It's like, yeah, somebody else. Go on, step up. Come on.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. There'll be plenty of guys to get him the ball, even without Curbelo. There'll be plenty of merchants who will, you know, want to pay for the NIL. I mean, he'll do okay. He'll
yeah.
do okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere near Ukraine. Just don't even want to touch that one.
Yeah.
But, you know, give them the MIGs and take the plates off, I think might be a good thing.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Take the plates off. That's a good one, yeah. And leave the keys in it. I don't know who took it. I don't know, man.
Something like that. Yeah. Last night I got a recharge of some batteries that needed it badly, and I didn't even know it till we got there, and we got to see Chicago. I don't mean the city. I mean the band.
Oh, how was that?
Oh, my gosh. There's a bunch of guys up there, and some of them are older than the Rolling Stones, and we all grew up with this stuff. I remember South Carolina Purples on Chicago Transit Authority and thinking it was some of the, wow, brass and rock and roll, what a concept. They are so good. There's so much energy. The sound was killer. And people are all singing because everybody knows the words to most of what they were doing. Wasn't a young crowd, but there were a lot of people that had their kids there and maybe even grandchildren because the music is just good enough to transcend. And that's what put me in this business. That's what got me excited about this in the first place, was going to see shows, and I still once in a while get out, but that was special, and it was, I really enjoyed it.
Hey, wait, was there any song that you did not recognize?
Oh, a number. First of all, they have a new album coming out, so they made a point of playing a few things that that were not on, you know, everybody's psyche. And of course, they did hit all the numbers, or most all the numbers. That I mean, God, they've got, I don't know, 27 or 8 records. I didn't count them, but they have a lot of albums out, and they have a new one coming.
Yeah. Well, what can I come and buy from Good Vibes today?
We have some deals. We have some deals on Klipsch speakers. We haven't broke them on the website yet, but that's my project for the week. It's supposed to start Monday. They are introducing a new product line for the first time in 3, maybe even 4 years since the current line was built. They don't change every year. They're getting a makeover, and we're going to have 20 to 25% off on selected models. It'll be the bookshelves and the floor standing speakers are all getting changed. Can't wait for that, because those are the keepers of the sound. The OLED TVs, you know Rich Warren, right? He was in the store yesterday.
Yeah.
He saw the new one. He bought the C1, which was what we've been selling for a while, and he was asking about a trade-in, to the C2, which we have on the floor now. Those are at higher prices, but we have the C1s down lower than they've ever, ever, ever been. I said that last week, and I said that the week before. They're cheaper than they were those 2 weeks ago. They're down. They're not going to get any lower. I'm pretty confident on that one. I thought that too. But we have great deals on things that make picture and sound. We stand behind them more than ever with things starting to go a little south in the economy. Buying local, shopping local is just more important than it ever has been. Yep. And I'm going to try to make up. Yep.
Okay.
Dinner at the Philo Tavern, right?
You betcha. How can we find you, friend?
We are at 2010 Round Bar next to the driver's license facility. The website's gvibes.com. And you can call me up at 351-0909.
Of course.
Well done.
Why not choose Chicago?
And they did play this one.
Yeah.
They had to play that one.
Steve Suderman and his aviators, sleeveless shirts, loading Good Vibes for the first time 50 years ago.
Yep.
All right, my friend, talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, Stevie.
Saturday, nice to have concerts back. I think it was the 4th of July. The event's happening.
Saturday, you know, we've introduced many a band in our day. In front of the crowd yesterday for the first time. So we know him as Larry.
Oh, he was up there? He should have been. Larry Fredrickson should have been the drummer.
Exactly.
He should have excused whatchamacallit, whoever's their drummer now, and just said, excuse me, I have this. Right?
Exactly.
That made the most sense. All right, we'll be back. We're going to break for the news. Again, Dick Van Dyke is our Stever. You just text me, Dick Van Dyke, if you want me to give you $500 for a $1,000 purchase. Not going to be hard to spend $1,000 anymore.
Right.
Okay, we'll be back. Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
You're listening to WSJ.